Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, relieves pain, distress.
Good evening, Lucky Dot.
Good evening.
We have Deacon Low and Mother May.
Okay.
Well, we have so far, we'll give them a couple of minutes before we start.
Okay.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening, Angela. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Mm-hmm.
And good evening, Sister Tawana.
Good evening. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And we also have Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, all right. While we wait on others to join, let's go ahead and listen to. We stopped off on First Chronicles 22nd, and it's about how beautifully it illustrates the principles and preparation, leadership, and legacy for King David. And it's the preparation for the temple, his divine directive. And although David was unable to build a temple himself, it demonstrates extraordinary vision and foresight in preparing for its construction. David's faith and dedication to God's will inspires us to make ready not just for our own task, but also to equip future generations to fulfill their divine callings. All righty, and we did have Sister Shirley to join. Good evening. Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening, Mary. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All righty. Okay, Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and play First Chronicles 22, and then we'll go ahead and get into our program.
All righty.
First Chronicles 22. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel." And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel. And he set masons to hew wrought stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails for the doors of the gates, and for the joinings, and brass in abundance without weight, also cedar trees in abundance. For the Tidonians, and they of Tyre, brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, "Solomon my son is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceedingly magnifical, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it." So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son, and charged him to build an house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build an house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. For his name shall be Solomon. And I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build an house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel. Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he hath said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong, and of good courage. Dread not, nor be dismayed. Now behold, in trouble I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000 talents of silver, and of brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto. Moreover, there are workmen with thee in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work. Of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there is no number. Arise, therefore, and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, Is not the Lord your God with you? And hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and the holy vessels of God, into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. That was a very beautiful statement there as it relates to going into a new year. Letting us know what we need to do. It doesn't hurt to get those reminders to set us off in what we are supposed to do in a new year. That was really good. Thank you for playing that, Auntie Dot. We did not have any new callers, but I will do a complete roll call before we begin. Okay, we have... We have Mother May, we have Deacon Lowe, we have Auntie Carrie, we have Sister Tawana, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, and Sister Shirley, and myself, Sister Angela. Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year's, everyone. Just so excited to start a new year off in praying as a family and family of friends. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Vera won't be joining us this evening, so Mother May is going to bless us with a prayer this evening. Let me get the phone to you. I'm sorry.
Thank you, God, for our understanding, love, and saving grace that takes the turn, the reminder of our lives, and make us whole. And I want to bless everybody that's here tonight, and we hope that something be said that will carry us through the week. And we just open up our hearts and let our mind absorb what we said tonight, and God bless.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Well, our worship song this evening is, oh, I forgot to turn it on. Worship song this evening is You Are Good by Israel and New Breed. Power on. Hearing.
Okay.
Connected.
Yeah. Angela. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, we can't hear. We can't hear.
Really? Uh-oh, we got a new phone here. But...
well, I couldn't hear it.
Can anybody else hear it?
No.
Hello, anybody there?
Yeah, I hear it.
Could y'all hear it?
It kept breaking up.
Can't hear.
Okay, well, he's got a new phone, so maybe it's a little different for the reception for us. He can pull it up and play it at the same time. I doubt, though. Oh, here we are, having a ball.
What the name of it?
You are good. But Israel and your break. Maybe they need them. Sometimes we can't.
You all good?
Yeah. Sometimes we can't do two apps at the same time.
Okay. Which one you want to play?
Can y'all hear that now?
No, we hear nothing.
No, okay. Nothing. Okay, all right. Well, we'll skip this and we'll work it out. People got a new phone. So
okay.
Y'all couldn't hear that?
No.
Nope.
Right now.
Oh, okay.
We'll figure it out next time. Sorry about that. But it was, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. That's basically what it was saying. So that's another good word for us to walk into 2024. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our program today. If you have a Bible verse or a teaching or just anything you'd like to share with the group, say so. If not, just say pass and I'll call your name. Let's start off with Deacon Love. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Hosea, chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Take word with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our God with an S to what our own hands have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily. Like a cedar of Lebanon, he will send down his roots. His young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree. His fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon. Men will dwell again in his shade. He will flourish like the grain. He will blossom like the vine, and his fame will be like the wine from Lebanon. O Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? I will answer him and care for him. I am like a green pine tree. Your fruitfulness comes from me. Who is wise he will realize these things. Who is discerning, he will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Hosea 14. Alrighty. I see, Dot, you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalm 67. All people shall praise the Lord. God be mercy unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that way may be known upon earth, that sin health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nation be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteousness and govern the nation upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. There shall be earth, yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the end of the earth shall fear him. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. It was out of Psalms. What book was that?
67.
I mean, what verse was that? 67?
Psalm 67. Uh-huh.
67. Okay, I thought you said 67. Okay. All righty. Thank you for that reading. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Okay.
All righty. Sister Tawana?
Yes, I'm going to read from Psalm 21.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, the king finds joy in your strength. How greatly he rejoices in your victory. You have given him his heart desire and have not denied the request of his lips. For you met him with rich blessings. You placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him, length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your victory. You confer majesty and splendor on him. You give him blessings forever. You cheer him with joy in your presence. For the king relies on the Lord. Through the faithful love of the Most High, he is not shaken. Your hand will capture all your enemies. Your right hand will seize those who hate you. You will make them burn like a fiery furnace. When you appear, the Lord will engulf them with his wrath, and fire will devour them. You will wipe their descendants from the earth and their offspring from the human race. Though they intend to harm you and devise a wicked plan, they will not prevail. Instead, you will put them into flight when you aim your bow at their faces. Be exalted, Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise you mightily. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Tawana, out of Psalm 21. Next, I have Mother May. Would you like to share that?
Okay.
Mother May.
I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, 1 through 23. And the subject is filling God's temple. The Apostle Paul say that those who are saved by the blood of Jesus are the temple of God. God supplied the foundation of our temple, Jesus Christ, and his spirit who live in us, God, through his sovereign grace, allowed us to finish the construction through our Christian living. Our life and work build upon the beauty of the temple. The materials for the construction of the temple are our only chooses. We can choose non-ferrous material, gold, silver, and precious stone. A perishable one, wood, hay, and straw. All these materials can be those triples that are beauty and apply to the eye. But the test is whether they can withstand the fire of God's judgment. When our work flows from a true heart that desire to please God, we have chosen non-parable material, and our temple can withstand the judgment of God. When we allow personality to replace principle, worthy wisdom to replace spiritual wisdom, and the desire to please men to replace the desire to please God. We have chosen parable material, and our temple will be consumed in the fire of God's judgment. We must always remember that we are God's temple. No longer does God live in a house in Jerusalem. He lives in us, and our temple belongs to him. How are you building God's temple? What material are you using to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ? If we discover that in our spiritual immunity, we have used wood, hay, and straw. Thank God that we grow in grace, that we can renew our temple and rebuild it with gold, silver, and precious stone. We can be holy and live momentum to God's grace. Amen.
Amen.
Mother, thank you for that reading out of 1 Corinthians 3:1-25. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehend not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to be a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but sent to bear witness to that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. Huh? Oh, okay. But as many was received him, to him gave him power to become the Son of God, even them that believe in his name, which were born are not of blood, but of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we believe the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bear witness of him and crying, saying, this was he whom I spake. He that come after me is preferred before me, and he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, grace for grace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading that you carry out of John 1. I will go next, and coming out of 1 Corinthians 2:1-9. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellencies, excellencies of speech or of wisdom. Declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. We'll read the rest of it. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
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 Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a timbering cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and the understanding of all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffer long, and is kind. Charity envy not. Charity vanish not itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seek not her own. It is not easy to provoke. Thinketh no evil. Rejoice now in the iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bears all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but where there be prophets, they shall fail. Where there be tongue, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkness, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I even know also I am known. And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Thank you, Rod. All righty. Well, that completes our list. We didn't have any other joiners. Call us join. So we're going to go ahead on to our next area, which is praying for the sick and suffering. If you would bow your head. Father God, as we lift up those, including our immediate families and who are facing illness today or struggling today, we just ask you to lift them up in prayer. The names are Tanya, John Layton, Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Kevin Pitney, Mother May, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dye, Dara, Karen, Malachi, Tawana, Auntie Carrie and Willie Cody, Travis Nellum, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian, Asia, Tremont, Maxie, Engineer, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, and the family Auntie Janet Williams, Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, the Cato family, Kenneth Jacob, Jalen Miller. And I apologize, I forgot to ask, was there anyone else who you wanted to add to the list? Anyone else? All righty. Almighty Father, we just thank you for your love. Oh, I'm sorry, you got someone up.
Yeah, have a little bit.
You've added Harold Best to the list. Friend of Oliver? No? All righty. Almighty Father, we just thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. And we pray that our discomfort would just turn to comfort, our pains to gains, our deprivation to more blessings, our losses to profits, our fears to smiles, our sorrows to pleasures, our illnesses to wellness, our debts to credit, and our dreams to reality. As the scripture says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed spirit, and he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So we trust in you, Lord, and you alone to heal us with any form of skepticism towards blessing that you will be implored upon us. We trust you, Lord, that this agony and suffering that is only in our care will come to an end and positivity will shine upon us as we read and hear and study and teach the truth in the Bible. Father God, we just lean on you for all that you do for us today, yesterday, and in the future. Father God, we just thank you for always being in our presence, always putting your hands on us, and we know that you're the ultimate healer, Father God, and we look to you for the healing of our sins and our family members that are going through illnesses or just struggles in life, Father God. We know that we should praise you during this time, Father God, because we know that there's nothing done just because. There's always a purpose, and that purpose is in the end, we would always glorify you, Father God. And we just can continue to trust in you as we go through our stuff. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have missed quite a few birthdays, so I did not prepare to bear with me. I think the last time we talked about birthdays was the 1st week of December. Let's see where we were. Got a lot of belated birthdays. I'm going to start with December 3rd. Let's see what I got here. I can read the name Tanya on December the 7th. We have Malachi on December the 4th. We have Malaya on December the 10th. We have Micah on December the 11th. We have Michaela on the 24th. We have Mother Nelson on the 23rd. We have Paul, Varner on the 16th. We have Paula. I think it's here. It's your birthday on the 19th, don't you got?
Yes.
Yes. Kira. And we have Felicia on the 31st. We have Freddie Williams on the 29th. We have Daniel Lowe the 2nd on the 18th. We have Napoleon on the 13th. We have Hubert Lowe on the 23rd. We have Brian and Candace on the 12th. And we also have Teresa Bonner on the 12th. Wow. Okay. And we had Alexis on the 10th. We had Isaac on the 9th. I think I got everybody.
Hazel,
how did I miss Hazel? My birthday.
Nice.
I thought it was November. Okay. All righty. Donald Smith on the 28th.
Okay, maybe give me your daughter mixed up with your woman.
All righty, so let's go into January. I know I got Michaela on January the 2nd. Let me find my January. I'm going to type this. Okay. Let's see. I got a lot of names in January, but I don't have no date by them. Got Sean on January the 4th. I have... Next week is the night, right? I have somebody was married on the 9th for 54 years. It might be more than 54 now, but I don't have a name by it. That's crazy. We have Jesse Walter had a birthday on the 3rd of January. Morgan had a birthday somewhere around there. I don't have a date. I do have Michaela on the 2nd. Looks like I got Michael on the 4th. Are there any other birthdays that I may have omitted if you guys would like to share? Wow. That was a big list. I'm going to ask Mother and Hewitt to sing happy birthday together to all those wonderful birthdays. Oh, it was Hewitt's birthday. I guess I'll sing it with Mother. All righty. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Oh, wow. That's my birthday. Okay. Let's go ahead with our second round. It's an opportunity to share poems, testimonies, a praise report, or even share how wonderful your holidays were. Whichever you like. If not, just say pass. I'm going to start off with Sister Shirley.
Yes, I would like to say to you, my sisters and my brothers, thank you for your concern, your calls, and your prayers. Please continue to keep me in your prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Shirley. Next, I have Auntie Betty.
I pass.
All righty. Sister Tawana.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I want to read this about kindness. Kindness is a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see. In a world where you can be anything, be kind. Kindness is sprinkle a little love in someone's heart. Kindness is a passport that opens doors and fashions friends. Kindness softens hearts and molds relationships that can last a lifetime. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. That was beautiful, Auntie Carrie. Next, we have Deacon Lowe. Any good news you would like to share with us at this time?
I'll be coming out of the book of James, chapter 5, verse 13, verse 13 to 20. A prayer of faith. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Mm-hmm. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith And the prayers offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. In the King James Version, it said, the prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its crop. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save him from death and cover a multitude of sin. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Deacon Lowe, out of James 5. Amen. Next I have Mother May.
Okay, I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the first verse. And the subject said, move on up a little higher. I remember when I was growing up, we had a single method of conflict resolution. If a dispute could not be settled peacefully, someone would soon make the suggestion, let's take it to the street. Another way of saying the same thing was, if we can't get along, let's get it on. Both suggestions amounted to an invitation to settle the matter with our fists rather than with conversation. Although Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, is not addressing this kind of violent response to conflict, he makes it clear that God's way of resolving conflict is different from the way the world resolves it. Not only should Christians resist violence as an answer to conflict, but we should also resist turning to anyone or anything outside of the Christian faith to settle matters that we ought to be able to settle for ourselves. Essentially, what Paul is saying is, move on up a little higher instead of relying on the legal justice system or appearing our case all the way to the Supreme Court. Paul is reminding us that there is a higher court and a higher jury to whom we as Christians, brother and sister, have direct access. So no matter what the controversy within the body of Christ is all about, instead of taking it to the street, why not take it to Jesus? And before trying each other in a secular court alone, why not first try God? Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Mother. That was beautiful. That was 1 Corinthians 6. Mm-hmm. All righty. Next I have Auntie Di. Any good news you have to share with us this evening? Testimony, poem, or song?
I'm coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, 6 through 11. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a rolling lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith, because you know that the famine of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast. To him the power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of 1 Peter chapter 5. And I will go last, but I'm going to do something a little different here tonight. As we come up, I don't know if you guys all know this, but we are coming up on a year of 15 years of doing this call online. Come this May, we will be doing that. So I just wanted to kind of share what the number 15 means. It means that good things are coming. And it also is a positive sign of change. And so one of the things that I was thinking about doing is going back to one of the things we used to do a while back, where we kind of had like a little Bible study, and I think you guys all the information that we were going to talk about on the call and kind of went through that. I kind of want to go back to that, but I have a specific Bible study I would like for us to do if you all are willing to participate. The title, I mentioned it before sometime last year, the middle of last year, is coming out of the book of Joshua, and the title is Winning the Worry Battle, and it's a Bible study by Bob Ruth. If you all are willing to purchase the workbook, it's about $12-$13. I thought that maybe we could start this particular study in February, and we'll just go from week to week doing the exercises in the book. Does that sound like something everybody would like to do? Hello?
Yes, I would.
Whatever y'all want to do, we would do it.
You would
be willing to, y'all would be willing to do it? Okay. So what I'll do is by tomorrow, I'll send you guys the name of the book, the title. It is on Amazon. It's also on any other kind of Bible book website that you may have bought books from, but I know it's on Amazon.
And we can just start it in February. And instead of doing the first round of Bible verses, we're going to do this study. And I have a leader's guide, so we're not going to do it exactly the way you study, because the study is to get it within our spirit. But the leader's guide is going to guide us through how we actually absorb the information that we had. And then if we have time, we will do a second round. We might do something a little different there, too. We may just play some songs and worship a little bit. But, again, just kind of mix it up a little bit as we go into celebrating our 15th-year anniversary. And I thought it would be really good that we're all on the same study program in what God has to offer for us this year. Mother has
got a question.
Yes.
I was thinking, everybody got to order their own book, or you go?
That's what I just asked.
That's what you asked.
Yeah. I said I was going to send them the information and they could order it on Amazon. Okay. Mother said everybody don't know how to order their books online. Do you guys?
Now, I know that.
Do y'all have children that can do it for you? Because I'm thinking the best way to do it, if you, like Auntie Dot and Baron Tawana, if y'all order it together, that'll be enough to not have to pay the shipping fee there. And then Auntie Carrie, if you could order for you and Yvette and Sister Shirley, again, the more you order, the less you have to pay in shipping fees. Or if you guys want me to order them all at one time and then I send them out to everybody, that's fine, and then just cash out me. It doesn't matter. Whichever works for everybody.
I get me, Mama, and Bear.
Okay. Thank you, Tawana. Auntie Carrie, do you want me to get yours and Auntie Bed and Sister Shirley, or you have someone over that can order it for you if you don't?
I can order.
Okay.
Shirley can order them. Shirley can order them.
Okay, awesome. Okay, awesome. So we'll target it for the first week of February, which is February the 4th, and I'll send out information to tell you what parts of it to do and, you know, what to expect on the first call. And we'll just take it from there.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. I think it'd really be good. All righty. And then next, I just wanted to assign parts for next week. We have First Chronicle. When did First Chronicle end? Is it the 24th or 25th chapter? I know it's one more, though.
First Chronicle go over to chapter 29.
Okay, so we're going to be on 23. Do I have a volunteer to play or read that chapter for us? Okay, if not, I can
do it.
Not a problem. Who was
I? Auntie
Dada
do it.
All righty. And do I have a volunteer for opening prayer?
I do.
Okay, Deacon Lowe. How about speaking shut-in? Okay, I put myself down for that. And then the closing prayer. Any volunteers for the closing prayer? All righty. Let's go put surprise. All righty. We'll figure that out at some point. All righty. Tonight, Auntie Betty, I had you for the closing left where we had to sign the last time we were together. Are you able to do that for us tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome. We're going to skip the worship song until Hubert and I are able to figure out a way to make his new phone work with mine. And we apologize for that mishap, but I have some beautiful songs I wanted to share this evening. There was something else I wanted to say. First of all, Sister Shirley, I heard about your fall, and I just wanted to just thank the Lord for blessing you. It could have been worse. We know that he held you from it being worse, but we're grateful that you were able to be on the call this evening. You're able to still talk. You're able to do the things that we have to. We're just going to be grateful for what we're able to do despite what happened. We just want to let you know that we are lifting you up in prayer so that you can heal safely and timely.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Amen.
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 Okay. So anybody have anything else they want to say before I ask Auntie Betty to close us out? All righty, let it roll, Auntie.
Let us pray. Our Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we come with thanksgiving on our heart, thanking you for what has been done today on the line. We thank you, Father, that you have brought us through another year. And, Father, we hope and pray that we'll be better this year than we was last year. Father, we're just looking forward to give you all the glory and give you all the praise. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, Father, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you. And, Father, we just ask you to continue to bless us with the blessings we stand in need. Sometimes I get emotional, but thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me get emotional because I know that you were God in my life and that you will take care of all of us, oh, God. So we look to you for all our help because all our help comes from you, Lord Jesus. And we want to praise you, we want to worship you, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because you've been so good to us. You brought us from a mighty long way, Lord, and you still carry us, oh God. And Father, we are grateful for all that you do and all that we say in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we thank Jesus for shedding his blood on Calvary Cross. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen.
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 Also, one last thing, guys. Thank you for that prayer, Auntie Betty. Beautiful. Got me all emotional, too. I'm a crybaby anyway. But I did want to say one last thing. I understand, Auntie Carrie, you having some procedure tomorrow at 2 o'clock?
Yes.
All right, everyone, if we can do a corporate prayer at 2 for a successful procedure for Auntie Carrie and just keep her lifted in prayer.
I don't think it's a procedure to get ready for the procedure. I don't think it's a procedure tomorrow. It's probably going for a consultation.
Whatever. We're going to get God to go before the procedure then.
Thank God for the consultation so we know what we're doing.
Amen. He's in his angels no matter what the situation is. So just keeping her in prayer.
God been so good.
Mom says, can you y'all mind singing that song, God Been So Good?
Mm-hmm. Come on, May, sing it. Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good. Why so mean?
Lord, I know you saved my life.
Lord, I know you saved my life. I could have been dead. Lord, you've been my life. Jesus, I've been wrong in my life, And sometime I even sin. But Lord, I want to awaken me this morning. Let me kneel down in prayer. That's why I got my hand in it. Every day of my life I'm trusting in your name. You've been good.
Something I probably didn't, I don't know why I didn't pick that up though.